Listener Production.
Morning, it's Madeleine Larson here. Anti-war protests at an Aussie campus have turned tense. Pro-Israel protesters were reportedly harassing pro-Palestinian ralliers at Monash Uni overnight who were calling out uni ties to weapons companies. It comes as violence unfolds at similar protests at unis in America, with police breaking through barriers at UCLA overnight. US President Joe Biden saying free speech doesn't mean anything goes.
Make no mistake, as president, I will always defend free speech. And I will always be just as strong in standing up for the rule of law. That's my responsibility to you, the American people.
More than $300 million will reportedly go into addressing violence at Centrelink offices across the country. According to Nine newspapers, the money will be put towards protecting staff and clients over 2 years. There were 9,000 incidents of aggression last year, including brawls and stabbings. Bonza flights will be grounded even longer. Flights are said to be cancelled until at least Wednesday. It comes as the budget airline's future remains up in the air, with five of its Boeing planes grounded at three airports after being repossessed by a leasing company. Police are yet to charge a 46-year-old man who they've arrested in relation to an alleged New South Wales data breach. Hackers were threatening to release the personal details of more than 1 million people obtained through ID ScanTech. And another royal photo. This time Kate has posted a pic of daughter Princess Charlotte to mark her 9th birthday. It follows the fallout from that edited Mother's Day photo. Life under caretaker coach Ben Hornby is off to a rough start for South Sydney, beaten 42-12 by Penrith last night. It comes as the NRL club reportedly tables a 3-year offer to master coach Wayne Bennett. Captain Cam Murray insists it's no distraction.
Wayne or whoever's coaching us next year is coaching us next year, so we're worried about next week. Benny's here as our interim coach and that's that.
Panther Isaac Tungo and Bunnies prop Dry Arrow were both sin-binned and placed on report. Tonight, a big one between Brisbane and the Roosters. In AFL, Port Adelaide is counting the cost of last night's 30-point loss in the showdown, losing three players to injury, including captain Connor Rosie. Coach Ken Hinckley admitting he made a mistake picking the midfielder after injuring his hamstring last week.
Once fatigue set in tonight, that was clear. I can try and hide behind that, but I'm not cowed when it comes to owning a mistake, and that was what it was.
In tonight's action, 90,000 fans are expected at the G for Collingwood and Carlton. Taking a quick look at weather across the country, a shower or two and 24 in Brisbane, showers on the Gold Coast and 23, also a wet one in Sydney and a top of 20, grey skies for Canberra getting up to 17, partly cloudy and 18 in Melbourne, same goes for Hobart, 16 the max, sunny for Adelaide and 22, a morning shower or two and 22 for Perth. Tune in to the Briefing podcast on Listener to lift the lid on important issues that matter to you. Download the Listener app now and search the Briefing.